Hey there, my name is Mei Ling. I'm a certified life coach and trauma-trained practitioner, and welcome to my podcast, Finding Freedom in the Hologram. Hello, friends. I'm in a really good mood today. Earlier, I had received an email from a past client. She finished with me about a month ago now, and altogether, she coached with me for 6 months. So she had an initial package, and then she renewed it. And it has been so uplifting reading this email that I want to share some of what she wrote. It was really helpful being forced to slow down and actually think about what was happening. Not just, oh, I lost a bunch of money again. I think too often we tell ourselves we have everything under control, so when something gets out of control, we are surprised and frustrated, but in reality, we never had it together in the first place. So I've learned to be honest with myself. One thing that surprised me was how quickly I began to see changes. It was not overnight as I had initially imagined it, but I definitely noticed changes after just the second and third sessions. I would look back at my notes and journal and say, wow, I would never say that now or do that thing anymore. It's amazing how fast you can see changes when you are open and ready to change. Your coaching was worth it for me because it was exactly what I needed at that time. I knew that my training was not going the way I wanted it to and that I had to do something differently. But I hadn't been able to figure out what. You tell the truth and gave me tools to make real changes that I can now use to go even further in my trading and in life. I am so very thankful to have been able to work with you. You truly changed my life. I now have 2 funded accounts since our last meeting and I'm working on more. I fully believe I could not have done this without you. That was an amazing email to receive. And I do have to say that she was open and motivated. So she was open to the possibility. To the possibility that, hey, yes, I need to do something different now. And it may not be something that I want to hear. It may not be something that I think I would like. But up till now, things are not working. So something's got to give. And then as she started to see progress and changes in the way she felt and thought, she became even more motivated. So, if you find that you have thoughts along the lines of, I need to get a move on. There's something not quite right here. I can't pinpoint exactly what, but I am now open to the possibility that yes, I need change, that somebody is able to tell me and figure out what I need to change, and I'm all for it. I'm ready. Now that is the time when you seek out a coach and find a coach that resonates with you. When you are on their Instagram page, when you listen to their podcast, when you're on the website, when you see a webinar, get recommendations from friends. Just try. Most coaches have a free initial consult call, and that's where you get on a video consult or on the phone and figure out if you too are a good fit. Now, on to this week's episode. We are talking about success reframing. Because I want to tell you about how most people think about success in a very conventional manner. And so let me quote you another thing. This time it's a paragraph based on an article from The Atlantic about a year ago. And it's entitled, Why Success Doesn't Lead to Satisfaction. The insatiable goals to acquire more, succeed conspicuously, and be as attractive as possible lead us to objectify one another and even ourselves. When people see themselves as little more than their attractive bodies, jobs, or bank accounts, it brings great suffering. You become a heartless taskmaster to yourself, seeing yourself as nothing more than Homo economicus. Love and fun are sacrificed for another day of work in search of a positive internal answer to the question, am I successful yet? We become cardboard cutouts of real people. Now, this really resonated because I was coaching somebody on the weekend and she said, I keep thinking to myself, why am I not further along? Why haven't I made more progress? Other people seem to be doing it. Why am I not further along is one of the most toxic thoughts you can have when you are on your trading journey, especially in the starting phase. So, for all my one-on-one clients, I teach them to reframe their metric of success when they are on the upward learning phase. What does this mean? For example, for most traders, your goal is to be consistently profitable in a way so that you can either have nice extras for spending, for example, paying off your car, having nice meals at restaurants, vacations away, etc. Basically, it's disposable income. Or people want to quit your unfulfilling jobs and live off stock trading. Now, either way, they have an equation in their mind. Success equals X amount of money per month. This is in the minds. This is how much I expect to earn from trading. And that to me is success. However, when you are starting out, learning how to trade, learning this art, it's an art and a science, right? You cannot have this equation, success equals X dollars a month. Instead, you should be reframing what success means to you in the beginning stages so that you can keep yourself motivated. And basically, this looks like success equals improving your trading skills. Being able to see that you have improved your trading skills. Now, what does that mean? Number one, learning how to trade. So learning the technical analysis, learning the methods, right? And number two, learning about your own mindset and emotions, because this is so individual to the trader specifically. For example, when you are learning your risk tolerance, how risk-averse are you? Are you happy to lose $500 per trade? Or are you happy only to lose $100 a trade? Or even less, you only want to lose $50 per trade? You need to find that out. And also, what activates your nervous system? What causes you to go into fight, flight, or freeze? And for most traders, they find themselves freezing. First, they panic, and then they freeze, and then they don't take any action when they should be exiting the trade, for example. And for most traders, when you reach a tipping point, when you have gained enough knowledge on actually learning how to trade, how to place a trade, how to start making profits, you know what's happening when you enter and exit a trade, and also learning more about your emotions and mindset, what the typical patterns in your brain are, the typical thoughts, then you start learning how to profit consistently. Because you actually have a baseline. You know yourself, both in terms of how good your technical analysis are, as well as what your emotions and mindset typically does when you get into a trade. Now, only then will your metric of success change to that equation of success equals X dollars per month. Can you see how that metric changes for you? If you start at the beginning with, I want to make X dollars per month, and then you haven't perfected your technical analysis, you haven't watched all the video modules, you haven't learned all that you need to do in order to place a trade, you have no idea what it's like to place a live trade, and you procrastinate or you have perfectionism, there's no way that you can start thinking about earning X dollars a month consistently. And when you don't see that, and instead you see losses, you start getting discouraged. So that is no way to frame your version of success, your definition of success when you first start. You need to change and reframe what success means to you in the beginning until you reach that tipping point and then you go, okay, now I know what I'm doing. Now I know what my brain and my nervous system is doing. And that combination, that is the time that you can start, okay, success equals X dollars per month. Your metric for success should change over time. because then you start gaining momentum. You start gaining critical mass, both the mix of technical skills and emotional regulation and mindset skills. So how do we do it? The secret is this. You have to be process-oriented instead of outcome-oriented, right in the beginning, when you are still in the learning phase. So you need to learn the technical skills. Learn from either a successful stock trader who is teaching you online one-on-one or through a course that has been pre-recorded. And this is also where discipline comes in. Do you show up each week? Do you show up as regularly as you need to finish the course modules, right? And number two, you need to learn more about yourself. Be curious and compassionate here. Are you a perfectionist? Do you procrastinate all the time? Are you known as the excuse king or queen? Do you find yourself negotiating with yourself often? Now, let me tell you this. Habit is who you are and not what you do. It's your identity. And this is the part where resilience and grit comes in. Because you don't just think about your goals. You need to think about your plan B. So what happens when things fall apart or obstacles occur? What happens when you slip up? You need to think about what you should be doing then, or what you would like to do if things fall apart or when you slip up. Have a plan B. For example, Michael Phelps, the swimmer, when he used to train, his coaches used to say, okay, I want you to visualize the swim from beginning to end. And I want you to visualize the most important thing, touching the wall right at the very end of the race. And you've won. Now, he did it so many times, right? He did it over and over and over again, this visualization. There was one particular race when actually he jumped into the pool and his swimming goggles were dislodged and some water started flooding in. So they didn't come off his head completely. They were still there, but they were useless basically because water was rushing in. But guess what? Michael Phelps won the race. Although you wouldn't have guessed it because when he finished, he took off the goggles and threw them down and he threw a fit, right? He was so angry. And you'd be like, you just won the race. But it was so annoying, right? It was frustrating that the goggles were flooded. And then his coach said, well, how did you win the race then? And Michael told him, well, I started getting bored visualizing like the perfect race. So I started visualizing instead what would happen if things go wrong. And so he started visualizing different scenarios of what could go wrong and then how he would adapt to it. How would he solve it? How would he handle the situation? And that is the secret of his success. So think about your plan B. What would you do if things fall apart? What would you do if you slip up? Think about that plan B. Too often our conventional definition of success focuses on the reward instead of the process. And what I want to emphasize in this week's episode is that you can choose, and this is the key word here, to view it that, hey, this is my choice. This is not a chore. I've made this choice, right? I've made this choice. I've made a conscious choice that I want to trade and learn how to trade. I want to have that extra income. I want to be able to quit my job and live off stock trading. I made the choice. Now learn to cultivate joy and delight in the now. Be process-oriented instead of outcome-oriented. And guess what? Success will be a byproduct. I hope you found this useful and I'll see you next week. Bye.